We're talking about an unconditional surrender. The war is over. When one party, one side, one warring faction is overcome by another, that typically results in some kind of a surrender, and usually it is an unconditional surrender. All right? We talked about what that really means and the definition of an unconditional surrender, one in which there are no guarantees. Okay, there are no guarantees given in that, okay, to the surrendering party. It is often demanded with a threat of complete destruction, okay, extermination or annihilation. Erasing someone completely is a threat. We're going to just do away with you is the only alternative. If you do not surrender, that's what's going to happen. Okay? Now what we've done is translated that over into the idea of a spiritual unconditional surrender. The fact that we have been enemies of God, okay? The Apostle Paul writing to the Colossian church, we saw where he says you were once alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. Because of what we have done, because of our sin, we become enemies of God. We have been set apart, and we have been, there's this barrier between us and God because of sin. But God has declared the war over. With the victory of the cross of Christ. Remember we talked about just a few moments ago, what is of first importance? Okay? That Jesus died for our sins. The war is over between us and God. Okay? He gained that victory by triumphing over evil through the cross of Christ Jesus. Right? So, all of those things concerning this idea of a spiritual unconditional surrender, we talked last time in our last lesson about surrendering our past. This morning we're going to talk about surrendering our present. Okay? Guess what's coming next week, just to give you a heads up, okay? Next week, we're going to talk about surrendering our future. But let's focus on the present today, okay? We need to, first of all, we need to surrender our day. Surrender your day. Well, what does that really mean? How many of you plan out your day? Anybody? Does anybody plan out your day? Sure you do. You got a calendar and you plan out, I'm going to go do this, and then I'm going to do, I got a doctor's appointment, I got a meeting, I got to, you know, visit this person, I got, and we have plans for the day, don't we? I don't know of too many people, I mean, there are some out there, okay, but I don't know of too many people, at least that are active doing stuff. I mean, couch potatoes, I guess, don't plan. Their plan is to sit on the couch all day, all right? But for most people, we have an idea of what we want to accomplish through the day. Isn't that right? Okay, so we put it on our calendar. I know I'm supposed to be here at this time. I'm supposed to be here at this time. And we plan it all out. Okay? And so there are a lot of us who have these to-do lists, right? And we put down in there, I got to get this done today, this done today, this done today, this done today. I don't know if you can read that at the very top of that where it says, if I can complete this list, okay? If I can complete this list today, I am awesome. Okay? Isn't that how we oftentimes feel? I got all this stuff to do, and boy, if I can get all of it done today, man, I'm awesome. There are instruction manuals. You can find all kinds of help stuff out there to help you plan your perfect day. How many of you have ever done that before? Ever planned or thought out, here's what my idea of my perfect day would be. All right? We have planned it all out. I got it all planned out. It's a, here it is. I'm going to have a perfect day today. There's even those who give you tips for making and sticking to a realistic to-do list. Okay? So if you want to make plans, for your day, there's an awful lot of help out there, right? Okay? You don't have to do it on your own. There are plenty of people to help you plan your day. And by the way, there are a lot of people out there who are willing to fill your day if you allow them to. Okay? All right? But so we plan our days, we put our to-do lists, our schedules, our times, and where and when we're supposed to be somewhere, and so forth. But let me ask you this question. What happens when our plans get interrupted? I mean, you went to a lot of trouble, didn't you, to write that list and to make sure that you had everything in order the way it needs to be done? What is of, as I talked about earlier, of first importance? What's of second importance and third importance? You went to a lot of trouble to put all that together, right? And now all of a sudden, your plans get interrupted. Perhaps maybe you run into some kind of a detour in your day. All right? How do you respond to that? How do you typically respond or react when your plans get interrupted? When something happens that all of a sudden you know, all these things that I plan to do today, they're not going to get done. Especially when, again, you have the most important things on your list that you need to get done today, and those aren't happening. How do you respond when that happens? Let me ask you this question. How many of you ever had that happen in your day? Anybody? Yeah, almost everybody's hand is up here. Yeah, it happens to me all the time. And believe me, I plan my days, okay? All right? But how do we respond? That's an important issue when it comes to surrendering our day. Do we respond with frustration? Okay. Do we get angry about it? Do we get stressed out? Because now all of a sudden, because something happened, this roadblock that I ran into, now I'm not going to be able to get to all the things that are you listening to me? All the things that I planned to do today. There are a lot of people who plan so well that they've got their itinerary all put together, and they get travel insurance. Okay? This thing is not working. Travel insurance. Come on here. Derek, can you be ready to advance that for me? All right. You need travel insurance is what people will tell you. That's so in case your plans get messed up. All right? Then somebody's going to repay you for your messed up plans. Well, you see what I have on there. God is the best travel insurance we can have. If we allow him to plan our trip. Okay?
Amen.
All right? You see, if God is planning our day, if he's planning our trip for us, we don't have to worry about when it gets interrupted, do we? Because it's his plans. But we have got to have that mindset in our day. There's nothing wrong with making plans and scheduling things. But we've got to realize that those plans in this day belongs to him. See? We need to allow that God may have other plans for us today. You see? His plans for us today may not be what we have on our to-do list. And we need to remember that. Okay? Why? Because this is the day the Lord has made. And we need to rejoice and be glad in it. Realize that it is his day. See, did you ever really stop to think about it this way and realize that this day does not belong to you? Did you ever stop and think about it that way? It doesn't belong to you. You know, we talk in terms of my day. This is what I'm going to do in my day today. Okay? It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. He's the one that gave it to you. Amen. And you're just using it, by the way, okay? Just like everything else you have. You are a steward of all the possessions, the physical possessions that you have in your life. And you are also a steward of today. God has given you this day for His purpose. It doesn't belong to you. When we keep that in mind, as we make up our plans and our schedules and our lists, when we find those things getting interrupted, it is so much easier to adjust and to realize, okay, well, this is what I plan to do, but this is what God planned for me to do, so I need to go with what God planned. It's so much easier to respond without the frustration and the anger and the stress and all the other. How am I going to get all this other? You know what? If God interrupted your plans and your plans were really important to begin with, I promise you God will give you the time that you need to accomplish them. Maybe not today, but He will allow you to accomplish those. I found that to be true every time. Every time. See? So we need to remember that this day belongs to the Lord. Alright? And it's a day that He has made and given to us for His purpose. Alright? The wise man says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Okay? You make your plans and your lists and your schedules, but you need to understand that God's purpose will always prevail. Okay? It will always prevail. We'll talk about this morning. We'll talk about it again in the next lesson. We talk about the future. But look at what God says. I know the plans I have for you. God has plans for you. You make your list, okay? But God already has plans for you. Now, again, sometimes what God's plans for you to do today are the same as yours. And that works out really great, doesn't it? But sometimes the plans that God has for you today are different than what you have for you. And we need to acknowledge that God's plans have to prevail. He says, I know the plans I have for you. Okay? And look at what those plans involve. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. But it's just the realization that God's got plans for you. Okay? Allow yourself to be adaptable to His plans for you. The wise man again says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what, look at this, a day may bring forth. I've asked you this question before. I don't reckon the answer is any different. How many of you got your life guarantee today when you got up this morning? You remember what that is, right? Your guarantee that you're going to live out the remainder of this day. Did anybody get that? I didn't get mine either. You see, because there is no such guarantee. Every one of us who wakes up in the morning, we realize it is a blessing from God, and we get whatever time God chooses to give us today. Do you realize that every single day, people die that did not plan to die that day? Just think about that way. There are very few people, unless they are terminally ill or have other plans, there are very few people who plan to die each day. All right? Most people do not have that on their list of things to do. But we have to realize that there is no guarantee. And none of us knows what a day may bring forth. And that includes the end of our life. You say, we don't know. So we need to live within God's plan. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his step. We have a lot of things that we want to do, don't we? A lot of things in our heart and a lot of good things that we want to do. I told you a couple of weeks ago about the plans that Cindy and I have, and that's what they are for this new ministry that we want to do. And I'm convinced they are good plans, and I'm convinced they're what God wants, but All the plans that we can make, we have to remember all the time that it's God who's going to direct our steps. It is He that is going to take that ministry and do what He wants to do with it. We always have to remember that with anything that we are doing. We can make plans in our heart, but we have got to understand that God, we have to let Him direct our steps. Okay? And go in the direction and the way that He wants us to go. Every single day is a gift. We are not guaranteed any new day. And that's why we call it the present. Okay? So we need to surrender our day to the Lord. We need to surrender our time. Okay? Have you ever stopped to notice how obsessed we are with time? It seems to be always on our minds. I won't ask you to raise your hand, but how many of you looked at your watch since I got up here to speak this morning? Okay? We got one honest person over here. All right, a couple of you. How long is he going to go? Doesn't he know we got a meeting with the ladies afterwards, and then we got to get to the restaurants before the Baptists do, and all those other things? We don't have time for this. You see? We are obsessed with time, aren't we? We always seem to be having our eyes on the clock. What time is it? All right? And we say this. So how many times a day do you say this? Something interrupts your plans, right? And I don't have time for this. Why? Because I got my plans that I'm trying to make work here. So I don't have time for this interruption. Okay? And I like this. Someone said, I don't have time is the grown-up version of my dog ate my homework. Okay? I mean, think about it. That's really what it is, all right? And we need to quit saying that we don't have time, because you have time for what you make time for in life, and that's the reality. You see, actually, every single one of us has exactly 1,440 minutes a day. We all get the same amount. Nobody gets shortchanged in this, okay? Unless the Lord takes you away before the end of the day. All right? But we start out the day 1,440 minutes a day. That's how many is in there, okay? How are you going to spend the minutes of your day? What are you going to do with them? See? What do you do with those minutes during your day? How do we need to surrender our time to the Lord? Okay? And that's really a question. Do you have time in your day for God? Okay? Do you find time to say a prayer? Spend time with God in prayer during your day. Do you have time for Him? You know that you realize in the Lord's Prayer, what is referred to as the Lord's Prayer, that Jesus, in teaching His disciples to pray, said one of the things that we need to do is be praying for our daily bread. Okay? So, in other words, God wants us to go to Him daily and talk to Him about our daily needs. Okay? Now, that is not something you can do at a week at a time, because it doesn't say give us our weekly bread. Okay? So we don't get to plan, you know, pray for the whole, God, give me for this week, the next week here, all that I need for the week. No, He wants to hear from us every day.
Amen.
You say? To go to Him and ask for our daily needs. So, do you surrender some time for God in your day? All right? Come on. In Acts chapter 17, we're told here, as Paul is preaching to various people and sharing the gospel with all these different people from all over the known world at the time, he comes to this place called Berea. And the result of his preaching there, Luke shares with us in Acts 17 this. He says, the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness, and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Every day. So not only do you have time in your day separated and surrendered to God for prayer, that is talking to Him, but do you have time in your day, do you separate that time and surrender time in your day to listen to Him talk to you through His Word? Examining the Scriptures. You say, every day. Spend some time with God. All right? And finally, we need to surrender ourselves. Okay? We'll talk more about this. We've already talked about it once in our initial lesson. We'll talk more of it as we go through this whole series. But for right now, think about it this way, because we're talking about our day, surrendering our present. Okay? Notice what Jesus says. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself, take up their cross daily, and follow me. Okay? Daily. He's telling us we need to surrender ourselves daily to Him. This is not just an occasional thing. This is daily that He calls upon us to take up our cross and follow Him. All right? It is not just a Sunday and Wednesday thing. Christian living is truly a daily endeavor. Okay? So the encouragement is for us to exercise daily by walking with God. Okay? Walk with God on a daily basis. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul says, we saw this in our study in our morning Bible class, be very careful then how you live. And that's what he's talking about, is our daily walk with God. How we are living day to day. He says, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Why? Because the days are evil. So we need to be walking with God every day as we go through evil days. And that's what they are, aren't they? All right? And in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, John there says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus' Son cleanses us or purifies us from all sin. And that word there, walk. Again, the daily life that we live. Okay? Surrendering our day, walking with Him. Okay? It is a daily thing. So we need to surrender our day, our plans, our schedules, our to-do lists. We need to be willing to let God take those, crumple it all up, throw it in the waste bag, and say, here's what I got planned for you today. And go with it. We need to surrender our time. Okay? That is making sure that before anything else, we're giving time to God in our day. And we need to surrender ourselves daily. Walking with Him every day, carrying our cross, being willing to die for Him every day. You see? And that's what I'm suggesting it means for us to surrender our present, the right now, the here and now, today. All right? That is the power of surrender. How are you doing with that, by the way? Surrendering to God. Unconditionally. Unconditionally. Surrender your present. We have a song that Chuck has chosen for us to use as an invitation song. And while we're singing this song, the opportunity is given for anyone that is here physically to come and give a prayer request. If you have something that's on your heart or your mind that you can share with us, and we will lift it up before the Lord. And if there's someone here this morning who has not yet given your life to Christ, you have the opportunity to do that right now this morning, to surrender yourself, your life to Christ. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you're ready to make Him Lord of your life, then call upon Him as your Lord. Repent of the sin that is separating you from God. And have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that right now. All you've got to do is come and let me know. For those of you who are worshiping with us online this morning, if you have a prayer request that you would like for us to lift before the Lord, you can text Wesley during our song. The number will be on the bottom of the song screens. You can text him during that and let him know, and we will address your prayer request. If you have a desire to become a Christian, you can do that. All you got to do is text Wesley and let him know, and we'll make that happen as soon as is possible for you. For those who are here, if you would rather have a private conversation or prayer with Wesley, he'll be in the back to receive anyone. Let's stand together and sing.